Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. Vancouver's mayor says he would like to organize a public viewing party for the Canucks' playoff run. But Ken Sim has a troubling precedent he acknowledged needs to be addressed first. That's because two previous playoff runs by the team ended in riots. Chad Pawson explains.
Can a huge crowd safely gather outside in Vancouver to watch hockey? It's a loaded question being posed by the city's mayor, one who campaigned on shedding Vancouver's no-fun reputation.
We're not just going to say, hey, let's throw a party. This time will be different, because what we learned in the past was that's what they thought in 2011.
Looking back on 2011 tempers Ken Sim's enthusiasm. 100,000 people were downtown to watch Game 7, but a Canucks loss resulted in chaos, violence, and property damage. It's a dark legacy for the city. Sim is preaching safety at any new event and lessons learned from a 396-page 2011 report. Police, city council, the Canucks, and others say they're all currently in discussions over a possible event. Some have identified BC Place as a potential location. Chad Pawson, CBC News, Vancouver.
About 30 people forced from their homes Wednesday night by wildfire in northern BC are now allowed to return. The fire is burning just south of Chetwynd, about a three-hour drive from Prince George. Officials say the fire is not moving toward the community. Betsy Trumpener has more.
The good news, the fire near Chetwynd didn't grow. The evacuation order for rural homes is now an alert, and a major highway closed for 12 hours has reopened. But it was a tense time for people in Chetwynd. Shelley Proctor was several kilometers from the fire doing her shopping downtown yesterday.
I saw choppers flying around. I saw flames, a lot of smoke in the air.
Steve McLean's home borders the evacuation zone. He's Chetwynd's CAO.
And I could see the fire clearly from my home. We are really dry. It was really windy, and the fire was really worrisome.
Rain overnight helped, but it is bone dry in this region after almost 2 years of persistent drought. And there are still dozens and dozens of holdover fires from last fire season still smoldering deep underground. Betsy Trumpener, CBC News, Prince George.
Harvey Weinstein's 2020 conviction in a New York rape case has been overturned by the state's highest court. The court ruled he did not get a fair trial. That case gave major fuel to the Me Too movement. Thursday night, its founder, Tamara Burke, expressed anger about the ruling.
The movement is doing what we're supposed to do. We are out here educating, organizing, building a strong movement. But what does our judicial system need to do? After everything they've seen, after all the evidence, after all the testimony, after all the narrative, what do they need to do differently? Right? They need to do their work.
Manhattan's district attorney is expected to retry Weinstein. He won't be getting out of prison, though. He's serving a 16-year term on a California sex assault conviction. And finally, legendary hockey broadcaster Bob Cole has died. His voice and lively language were the soundtrack to countless hockey games over a career that spanned more than half a century. Ron McLean, host of Hockey Night in Canada, worked with Cole for many years. He tells the story of a conversation he overheard between Cole and the Montreal Canadiens' Jean Béliveau.
Jean Béliveau said to Bob, you know, Bob, it's a funny thing. I don't think I ever got an overtime winner. And Bob says, oh, I'm sorry, Jean, to remind you, but you did. You scored in double overtime at the Boston Garden in 1969. And Jean Béliveau says, how do you remember that, Bob? And Bob said, because it was my first ever Hockey Night in Canada radio, but my first ever broadcast nationwide was you scoring in double OT.
Cole died late Wednesday in St. John, surrounded by his family. Bob Cole was 90 years old. That is your World This Hour. Remember, you can listen to us live or on demand with your mobile device using the free CBC Listen app. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.